If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy tonight, chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 1, the Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. A sweet spirit of rejoicing. A sweet spirit of rejoicing. We see this epistle here, and Paul's writing to young Timothy, and this is the last book that he would write before he was martyred and taken out of here. He's getting ready. He knows something's coming. He knows his time is short on this earth, and he talked to young Timothy, compelling him to just go forward, to just look to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, which is a judge of the quick and the dead, and appearing of His kingdom. He said, we need to be looking for the Lord. I want to say, youngins, tonight we need to be looking for the Lord. Amen. I praise God. In the volume book, we find it written of Him and the way He touches our heart, and He gives us that day by day that we stand in need of. When we get to looking for Him, He said, if we'll seek Him early, we'll find Him. Amen. I'm glad we find Him in the volume book. I told you, I was talking to a fellow a few weeks ago, and he said, the Lord just don't speak to him like He does a whole lot of people. And he'd give me several verses of Scripture there that he had read, and he was trying to figure out and understand. And I said, look, brother, let me just tell you, God is speaking to you. You just don't realize it. He said, well, not like, He does everybody else. I said, He speaks to us the same way. The only way He speaks to us is through the Spirit of God and the volume of His book. Amen. Praise God. That's how He speaks to us. And I told him, I said, the verses you just quoted me tells me that He's speaking to you. And he got a surprised look on his face. He had never thought of it that way. But we see Paul as he's writing to young Timothy, and he's encouraging him because he knows the difficulty of staying in the ministry, the difficulty of trying to get through this world in which we live and keeping our faith, amen, keeping our eyes upon the Lord, because there's so many things that try to dissuade us and take our focus off in another direction. But I want to say, just like we preached a while back, if our priority is right, then everything will line up. You say, well, preacher, what is our priorities? We don't have no priorities. We have a priority. And if our priority is first and foremost the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for us on the cross of Calvary, everything else starts fitting. Amen. Everything else will find its place when we put the Lord Jesus Christ first as the Lord of our life. Amen. Praise God. He saves us by His marvelous grace. He lines us up and He brings us to a place where Paul would say to him, he said, just preach the word. He'd say, be instant in season, out of season. I mean, he'd say, be ready. You know, we need to be ready, young, as children of God, as His called, as His people. We need to be ready to tell somebody about Jesus. And the fellow asked me the other day, he said, what does it mean to have a testimony? I said, it's being able to tell somebody what Jesus done for you. And I remember where He brought me from. I remember where I was that night, in March 1976, when He come to where I was. Amen. And He saved me by His marvelous grace. He tiptoed across my heart. The Holy Ghost of God showed me I was no sinner needing of a Savior. Hey, before I went in there that night, I knew I was no sinner. Amen. Just a little old toe-headed boy, just as mean as most little old boys are. And I realized that night that I needed something. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God stirred across my heart. That little old preacher got up and began to preach. And he said, he told my heart. He spoke to my heart. He was speaking right to me. Hey, he was preaching that whole auditorium full of people, but he was talking to me. The Holy Ghost of God come to where I was and told me that I knew that I was lost. He said, praise God, Jesus come to save you. Amen. Lord made it personal to me that night. Remember when God made it personal to you? Amen. When he come to where you was, the pew you was in, the place you was in, the closet you was praying in, behind the house, the woodshed, wherever you was at, when the Holy Ghost of God melted your heart, showed you as no sinner, praise God, and Brother Robert showed you that God loved you, praise God, more than anything in this world, all of a sudden it felt like, praise God, you was going to bust inside called God Almighty. I'm talking about the God of the universe. Through His Son, through His Spirit, He began to speak to you and show you, praise God, you may be an old sinner, but praise God, He loves old sinners. Amen. Ain't you glad God loves old sinners? Amen. That's what Paul would tell him. He said to old sinners, he said, who I'm chief. Paul said, a man of God, he said, I'm a chief sinner. Chief of sinners. Persecuted the church. But praise God, thank God. They tells Timothy, he said, praise God, just preach the word. He said, preach what you know. Preach your testimony. Preach Jesus, a death, burial, His resurrection, arisen from the dead, overcome, praise God, victorious over death in the grave. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I know it tonight. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort all long suffering, the doctrine. There's so much in His that we couldn't get to tonight if we wanted to. He said, but the time will come. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, now watch this, their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Have you ever seen a day when people would rather have a lie than the truth? Amen. I said, well, have you ever seen such a time as people would rather you tell them a lie than tell them the truth? They said, well, hey, I say, preacher, you just need to kind of be a little more persuasive without telling the exact truth because you'll hurt their feelings, you'll run them away. Hey, listen, I don't want nobody to tell me a lie to pacify my heart, to save my feelings. Amen. Praise God. I want you to be honest with me. Amen. Praise God. If my hair's messed up, praise God, tell me they comb my hair. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. I want you to be honest with me. Hey, I won't be able to make it right. I won't be able to look right. Hey, if I won't be able to look right in this world which I live, praise God, I want to be able to look right before God who I'm going to answer to one day when this is over. Amen. Hey, I want somebody to tell me the truth. And I'm going to sit under preaching. If I'm going to sit under good singing, I'm going to sing under Holy Ghost singing, Holy Ghost preaching, praise God, where it'll spin, finger around my heart, praise God, show me where I'm at, show me where God like for me to be, praise God, so I can draw near to Him. Bible says if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. Amen. Praise God. What's missing in the United States of America is a closeness to God. Hey, we'll get close to everything in this world. Our flesh is running after, praise God, but we won't draw close to God, not one whit. Amen. Praise God. We ought to just forget about things in this world, praise God, and think about God. That's our priority. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He should be our priority tonight. So Paul said, hey, listen, he said, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And they'd rather hear a yarn or a story than hear the truth. And pray, God, give me the truth any day. Praise the Lord. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. But now Paul gets to his stall here. He's wanting to tell Timothy. I told you in the beginning, he says, I know my race is run, so I know I'm about to the end of this thing. There's a whole lot of us probably closer to the end than we are to the beginning where we got in. Amen. But Paul says this, he said, I'm now ready to be offered. Now I want you to know, but now Paul's telling this, and you think, well, this is a sad story. This is the last verses, the last book. Praise God, Paul's going to go out of here. I want to say he ain't going out of here in sorrow. He ain't going out of here in regret, praise God. He's going out here with a sweet spirit of rejoicing. Amen. He's rejoicing over God, over the Lord Jesus Christ, who is his Lord and Savior, who he's walked with, he's talked to, who's led him and guided him through every situation he's ever felt. I appreciate the song that Miss Joyce sang about the God on the mountain. Hey, God, the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. He's still able to reach to where we are. He's still able to touch our hearts. He's still able to do things for us, praise God, that we can't do for ourselves. Praise his holy name. But Paul says this. He said, I have fought a good fight. Amen. Well, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and time my departure is at hand. He said, hey, listen, said, it's about time to go out of here. He said, it's about time to go home. Amen. I'm glad I've got a home prepared. I'm glad I'm like old Abraham, praise God. I'm looking for a city, but it's a city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. I ain't looking for Asheville, North Carolina. Amen. I ain't looking for Raleigh, North Carolina. I ain't looking for Washington, D.C., praise God. I'm looking for a city that God Almighty has made. I'm looking for a place that Jesus said he's going to prepare for me. And he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Praise God, I'm looking for that also place. That place he's going to prepare. That place he's finishing up for me. That place, praise God, where I'm going to go and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. A place where I'm going to be excited one of these days. You say, preacher, you get awful excited here sometimes. Praise God, I do. I get excited about the Lord. I get excited about the Word of God. I can't help it. Amen. I ain't apologizing for it. I love the Lord, praise God. I like being excited because what He's doing down in my soul. I realize, I know, Brother Chris, where He brought me from. Praise God, but I know even more according to His Word where He's taking me to. One day He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Praise God, I'm going to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Amen. I ain't looking for no undertaker. I'm a looking for an upward taker. I know I said a while back, said, well, they won't be no undertakers in heaven. Said, boy, after church, somebody called me, said, preacher, that just ain't right. There's a lot of undertakers and saved that love the Lord. I said, praise God, I know that, and I'm glad for that. But they, hey, when they get to heaven, praise God, they're going to have a new occupation, sis. They ain't going to be burying nobody up there. Amen. They ain't going to be trying to make your old dead carcass look pretty up there. Because they won't be no dead carcasses in heaven, praise God. Hey, I'm looking for a glorious day. Praise God. A sweet spirit of rejoicing. Paul has in his life. He said, time of my departure is at hand. He said, it's almost over. Amen. Now he says this here. He said, I have fought a good fight. Amen. And Paul said, I've put up a fight. I said, does it ever feel like in the, as a Christian, it feels like you're a fighting uphill? Amen. Kind of like the old proverbial, trying to push a rope. You ever tried to push a rope? Amen. Now, you can pull a rope all day long, but if you ever tried to push a rope, it don't work very well. Amen. If you ain't got something pretty stiff tied to that booger, you don't push it. It just wad up on you. Praise God. That's what Paul, I believe, felt. He said, I fought a good fight. Praise God. But I want to say, praise God, he said, I fought a good fight. But he said, praise God, the fight was worth fighting. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when we get through this thing, we get over the portals of glory, we're going to look back and say, praise God, it was a hard battle sometimes, but praise God, it was worth the fight. Amen. Praise God. It was worth every bit of it, every ounce, praise God, that we put forward in this fight of faith. Amen. Just to love Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us. Amen. Praise God. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. Praise God. Amen. Now the fight that he fought was a righteous fight, a fight of righteousness, a fight that was right. Amen. You want me to tell you something tonight? Praise God, something that's right's worth fighting for. Amen. Praise God. Now if something's wrong, praise God, ain't worth the hill of beans. You sort of just not worry about it. It ain't worth fighting for. But praise God, something that's worth fighting for. Praise God, it's worth something that's right's worth fighting for. Praise God, Paul. Praise God, he said what he was fighting, it was worth fighting for. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. Amen. That part that needed to be finished. Praise God, he was ready. He said, I'm ready. Praise God, to be offered because I finished. I fought a fight. I finished my course. I've done what God would have me to do. Praise God, I don't look back and have any regrets. Amen. I'll just be honest with you, Brother Jeff. I look back sometimes at my life and I have some regrets. I regret, praise God, I didn't get started earlier. Hey, you young people, praise God, get in there and love the Lord Jesus Christ and serve Him. Do all that you can for Him. Praise Him. Lift up His name everywhere you go. Let Him be the Lord of your life. Let Him guide you and direct you and show you the path that He'd have you to go. And He'll put joy down in your soul that's unspeakable. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll show you the way. Praise God. He'll take your hand. He'll catch you when you stumble. And He'll keep you from falling. Amen. Praise God. If we just trust in Him. That's what Paul had said. He said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Amen. He said, I didn't give up nowhere along the way. He said, it was a good fight. It was a righteous fight. It was a fight that was right in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, henceforth. He said, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Now he said, there's a righteous crown, praise God, for righteous people. Hello? Amen. That's the ones that receive a righteous crown. Is righteous people. Those that are right in the eyes of God. Right according to what God says. Now we can't line up with what's right according to what this world says. This world's upside down. Hey, it's messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. They cripple. There's a whole lot of folks crippled too high for crutches. Amen. Praise God. There's a God of heaven said that there's right way and there's a wrong way. And praise God, if we just get on His side, we'll be going with Him, praise the Lord, and He'll never take you the wrong way. Amen. He'll give you good common sense. He'll give you the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God living in your heart. I want to say, praise God, when God saved us by His marvelous grace, He sent the Holy Spirit of God to abide in us. He said He would come and He would dwell in us. Amen. That means He comes and He kicks His shoes off and He takes up housekeeping in your heart. Now, I'll tell you what, that's bigger than I am. I'm talking about the Spirit of a living God that comes from heaven and lives in you. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Lord, whose temple ye are. I done that one time back there, Brother Chris, about to, right behind you where Miss Ava's a sitting, as a young girl sitting back there, and I was giving that example, and I had on my penny loafers, and I said, boy, I said, God Almighty, through the Holy Ghost, He sends a sweet spirit, amen, just to dwell in your heart. I said, that means He kicks His shoes off. I went like that. When I did, my shoe went flying off, went back there and hit her upside the head. Hey, praise God. Hey, she may have been dozing a little, but praise God, she got the story that night. Amen. Glory to God. Because that's what the Holy Ghost does. He kicks off His shoes. He pulls up to where you're at. Praise God. He takes abode down in your heart. He goes with you wherever you go. Amen. I listen. A lot of people say, I go to the house of God. I go up there at Stony Fork. Because there's a sweet spirit of God up there. You know why He's here? Because wherever I go, there He is. Amen. He lives down in my heart. And He lives in your heart. And praise God, when we show up, He's there with us. Amen. He shows up too. Praise God, you get to looking for Him, seek Him early. Praise God, He'll show up. He'll meet you there. He'll open the door for you. He'll greet you. He'll welcome you inside. Amen. When we welcome Him inside. Praise God, when we give Him a right of way. Paul said, I fought a good fight, finished my course. He said, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. A righteous crown, a right crown. A crown of doing right and pleasing God. We live in a day and hour in the world. Now listen to me, church. They'll tell you, well, you need just go with the flow. And don't worry about what this old book says. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to worry about what this old book says and not worry about what the world says. Hey, I'm going to go with God. I think I love the song. I think I'll just go with God. I think I'll just stay with Him. Hey, look, He's always made more sense to me than the world. Amen. Hey, there's a whole lot of this blessed old book that I don't understand. I'll just admit it, amen. Hey, I'm just an old country boy from Buncombe County. I don't know a whole lot, but I know a God, praise God, who loves me enough to give me Himself and a volume of book to tell me how much He cares for me, how much He loves me, how He sent His only begotten Son to die for my sins according to the Scriptures and to die on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, and one day, 3 days later, get up, glory, say, because God said so. Amen, it's written in a book. God said it, and I believe it. And praise God, that's all that I need to know. And He come to where I was, praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace after He died for me to lift me up, praise God. And if He'll bring me up out of the pit of hell, praise God, He'll bring me out. Amen. You say, preacher, what does that mean, praise God? Living righteously before God. That means doing right. It's never wrong to do right. And it's time to do right now. Amen. It's time to live where we're pleasing to God, that we might receive that crown of righteousness. Why? Because we're going to stand before a righteous judge. Amen. We're going to give an account for what we do. He said, preacher, I thought once we were saved, praise God, once we saved, we're saved. But we're still going to have to stand before judgment seat of Christ and give an account of everything that we've done, praise God, after we were saved. Now, judgment seat of Christ is not for salvation. Amen. Praise God. If you're saved, you'll be standing in the judgment seat of Christ, praise God, to give an account of what we did after we were saved. Amen. If you're not saved, you'll be standing at the great white throne judgment. Praise God to give account of God why you didn't receive the only begotten Son. Amen. You say, preacher, what to keep me out of hell? Rejecting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. You need it ain't being a drunkard. No, that won't keep you. That won't send you to hell. What'll send you to hell is rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But I want to tell you tonight, if you get the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, praise God, you won't be pleasing to God. So there'll be no strong drink go across your lips, praise God, and you'll be able to stand. You'll be able to stand in your sound mind and give God praise all day of your life. Amen. Amen. I like the saying they said, that old fellow said, well, now that I'm saved, I can drink all I want to. But he said, praise God, my want to's has changed. Amen. I don't want to no more because I don't want to contaminate the temple. Amen. Amen, praise God. I want to be pure, I want to be sound, I want to be of a sound mind, praise God, so I can worship God, so I can do what He'd have me to do, I can be what He'd have me to be. Bless His holy name. We're going to stand before a righteous judge. We're going to give account. Amen, if we're looking for a righteous crown, we stand for a righteous judge, I guess we need to be a righteous people. I know this ain't popular preaching today because they say, well, you can do this or that, whatever you want to, and it's all right. We're living in a feel-good age. Started in the 60s back about the time I was born, Brother Junior. They started having this free stuff and how everything was just okay. Hey, man, it may have been okay for them, but it wasn't okay for us. About the time they started putting that, what they call a peace symbol on the seat of their britches. Hey, man, you know that thing with a fork in it and a circle around it, and they said that's a peace symbol? I want to tell you, that ain't no peace symbol. That's a broken cross. That's where the witches would take, and they'd put, they'd draw a circle around, they'd take a cross, they'd get in the middle, and they'd break it down to say that I'll never be a found trusting Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a cross of rejecting. It's a mark of rejecting of what God Almighty has to say. It's a mark of rebellion. Amen. You say, preacher, this ain't a going good tonight. Praise God. I think I'm running pretty well. I'm just telling you what God says. And we got to stay with Him. He said, if we want a righteous crown, we're going to stand for a righteous judge. We need to live a righteous life. That it's right according to God, what God says. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. If somebody tells you something contrary to the Word of God, then they're just a bunch of liars. I found out there's a whole bunch of liars in this world. Amen. It's hard to find the truth today. Amen. I say a whole lot of people today, Brother Bill, they'll die and they'll plant them and they'll say, here lies the truth because it never come out of them. Amen. It was buried with them. Amen. Praise God because truth never come. Praise God. I'm glad the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ, what He does. Amen. A righteousness, praise God, He gives us. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible goes on, He says that He said, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love His appearing. Amen. All those that love His appearing. Amen. He said those that love His appearing, those are called the sons of God. Those are the righteous. They are the righteousness of God. Amen. Those that love His appearing, those that love God. He calls them the Son of God. Look at 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. The Bible says this. Let me just go back to 1 so we tie this all together. 1 John, chapter number 3, verse number 1. He said, oh, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Now he says here, he said, pay attention how much God loved you. You ever think about that? You ever think about how much God loved you? He said, preacher, how much He loved me? He loved you enough to send His only begotten Son. Amen? To die for you on Calvary. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Who? Jesus. He said, beloved. That's what you call the brother, says Christ, beloved. He said, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. In other words, He said, we ain't got there yet, but praise God, we're heading the right direction. Hey, listen, we're not there yet. We haven't attained to perfection yet, but praise God, we're heading in the right direction, Jesus Christ our Savior. He said, but we know. I'm glad I know today, don't you? I'm glad I know who's on my side, but most of all, I know whose side I'm on. Amen. Hey, I think I'll just go with Jesus. I think I'm going to stay with the Lord. I told you before many, many times, I pray God, Jesus made a crossing over Chili Jordan. And one of these days, amen, time goes on, we may all have to go over at Chili Jordan. We may go by way of death. We may have to cross that river of death. But I'm glad, praise God, that Jesus Christ has already made the cross and He knows where the stepping stones is. He'll take you by the hand, praise God, and make that crossing easy. Amen. You'll take a life's breath here, the next one in glory. Praise His holy name. He said, we shall be like him. He said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I like what he looks like already. But boy, it's going to be amazing when I see him face to face. Paul said, we look through a glass darkly now, but then face to face. Hey, man, it's kind of obscured, kind of like looking in a mirror. But praise God, one day I'm going to see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Old Job said, even though the skin worms eat this old flesh, he said, yet, but in my body I will see Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. One day I'm going to stand before him. One day I'm going to see him as he is. He said, never man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. You know, there's a purifying process. I've told you before, there's a process that we go through, that we purify ourselves because we try to be more like Jesus every day. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said, whoever commit a sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. He said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither knoweth known him. He says, little children. Now that's the way we're supposed to come to the Lord, ain't it? Like little children. He says, little children, let no man deceive you. Now when he's talking about that, who's he talking to? To us. The little children of God. The ones that belong to him. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doth righteousness is righteous, even as he, Jesus, is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, and for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. So the Lord says that that those that are righteous are called the sons of God. Amen. That we are partakers with him, that we've been birthed into his family. We become sons with him. Because the foundation that we stand on. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, Paul says this to Timothy. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. He said, the Lord knows us, praise God. He said, so let us just do right, live right for the glory of God. Amen. I'm talking about a spirit of rejoicing. We have a spirit of rejoicing, praise God, we start doing right. You know what hinders us as Christians, praise God, when we're not living for the Lord? You say, why do we feel the way we do? A guilt and conviction. Amen. If we're not doing right, according to what God says, God brings conviction to our hearts. Shows us that we're living wrong, contrary to his word. And he loves us too much to let us tarry in that condition. So he shows us through the Holy Spirit where we're missing the mark, transgressing against God. And we miss the mark all the time. So we have to practice through the sanctifying power of God, amen, to get our shooting a little more accurate. Amen, where our target's a little more in line, praise God, so we don't miss so much. Amen. It's done by the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's done by his righteousness in us. Amen. He calls us unto this to help us, praise God, in a spirit of rejoicing, pray. Paul says, I know where I'm at. I know what I've done. I know what I've been through. I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. And he said, I'm ready to receive a crown of righteousness from a righteous judge for a righteous people, and not for me only, praise God, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. Paul says, there's a crown of righteousness for all those that love, that's looking for, that's desiring the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I don't have to wait for him till I get to heaven to see him. I see him all the time in the volume of the book, and I feel him all the time in my heart. I've said many times, Brother Bill, it's not about, we don't run on feelings, but I'm glad we can feel him. Amen. We can feel his presence. It's real. Those songs we're singing tonight, those songs we're singing in the morning, the sweet Spirit of God here today, praise God, we can feel that, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to feel that, praise God. Because God has called us into this, called us into ministry, called us into fellowship with him so that we can know him in a free pardon of sin. Amen. God calls us unto that. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 3, he said, blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's a living hope. Amen. You catch that? He said, it's not about something's dead. It's not about something that's out yonder somewhere. He said, praise God, it's a living hope. Living is right now. Amen, praise God. It's not time for just for the future, but it's a time for now. He said he's begotten us again unto a lively hope. By the resurrection, how did he do that? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because we have hope in Christ. You know what that hope is? My granddad used to say, praise God, they got hope. Somebody get saved, and over at the old Oak Grove Church, he'd wave a white handkerchief, praise God. He'd say, glory to God, somebody get saved. He'd come up out of there, and he'd wave a handkerchief, praise God. He'd say, glory to God, they got hope. As a little old younger, Brother Chris, I had no idea what he was talking about. I think, glory to God, I thought he got saved. I thought she got saved. He's a hollering, praise God, they got hope. But I understand now what he was talking about. Hope is that faith that they have in Lord Jesus Christ with an expectation, Brother Junior, of what's coming next. Amen. A granddad had more God in him than I did, praise God. He was looking further. Amen. He was looking further than that person just got saved, praise God. He was looking into the future, praise God. A lively hope, a hope, praise God, for eternity. Lord Jesus Christ, he was looking ahead into the future. Amen. To a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away. I've told you before, that incorruptible is death proof. That undefiled is sin proof. That fadeth not away, that's time proof. Amen. Sounds to me like God's got this thing sewed up pretty good. He knows just exactly what we need. He said it fadeth not away. He said it reserved in heaven for who? For you. Amen. Reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. Who's a keeper? Who's got it? Who knows what to pray? God does. Amen. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time through the redeeming power of Lord Jesus Christ. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Amen. If need be, you are in heaven through manifold temptation. He said the trials and things that we go through here, praise God, sometimes get pretty tough. But he said we got a God that gets tougher. And we remember we got a Savior, praise God, that went through every affliction this world had to pile upon him. He said his visage was marred. In Psalm 52, he said his visage was marred more than any man. Isaiah 52. His visage, his countenance was marred more than any man. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's been some horrendous crashes and stuff, and people have been cut all to pieces. The Bible said that nobody ever was beat up and cut up as bad as Jesus was. You know, we see in the movies, and we'll see a man hanging on a cross with a little trickle of blood coming from a thorn in his head, a trickle down his brow or down his face. We say, oh, look how Jesus suffered. I want to tell you, Jesus suffered a whole lot more than that. His visage was marred more than any man. He knows where we're at. He knows what we can take. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a calling from God, amen. Peter would say, make your call and election sure. Calling from God. He'd say, we have a living faith, praise God. He said, in the end, we have a faith, praise God. An end in faith. Not only a living faith, but an end of faith. He said, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now watch it. Receiving the end of your faith. Amen. He said, when you come down to the end, praise God, you have that faith that everything's going to be all right. I've heard many, many stories here lately of people talking about their loved ones in this COVID and everything. And they go out of here to be with the Lord, saints of God that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. Amen. They might receive that glorious crown of righteousness. And they go out of here, and as they go out, they're looking up. Brother Charles are reaching up. They're smiling up toward the ceiling. I pray God, because they're seeing the end of their faith. And they see the angels of God and the Lord Jesus Christ reaching down to get them, to take them to that glorious place prepared for those that are prepared for that place. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm ready, ain't you? Amen. Lord, ain't going to be long. We get out of here at the end, end of faith, praise God, receiving the end of your faith. Praise God. What is that? That's that glorious salvation. Amen. I'm talking about a sweet spirit of rejoicing. Paul was talking about a sweet spirit of rejoicing. Peter's talking about a sweet spirit of rejoicing. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Praise God. He goes on, Peter, go on in verse number 11. He says this. He says, searching what? He said, the prophets at verse 10 said, which inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which is in them did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory. Now watch this, that should follow. He said, preacher, what was that? He said, that was the glorious salvation that we have in Christ Jesus, praise God, because He hung on the cross. He finished the course. He said, it's finished, praise God, looking for that glorious day that He receive us, Brother Robert, to Himself. Amen. He did it all for that. A sweet spirit of rejoicing. Jesus hung on the cross so that we could come with a sweet spirit of rejoicing, looking for the glorious day of His appearing. I want to say it's not going to be long. He's coming. And He's coming to get us. He's coming to take us home. Praise God. And we just need to be ready. I'm talking about a sweet spirit of rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord. People look at poor old Paul and say, poor old Paul. He didn't know it, but old Nero was going to cut his head off. Take his all. He knew it. He knew it, but he was rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, because he figured his demise, amen, praise God, was going to graduate him over into glory. Hey, listen, someday my demise, praise God, is going to graduate me over into glory. A sweet spirit of rejoicing. Amen, praise God. It's set in here. God's starting it up. He's fired it up. He's kindling it up. Amen. I like it when God kindles it up. It kindles up that fire of His Spirit, praise God, down in your soul. And every time we come with a little handful of kindling, a little handful of stove wood, praise God. And He just stokes that fire and makes it hotter. Praise the Lord. It just gets bigger and better. Praise God. Better than the state fair. Amen. Praise God. But why? Because there's a sweet spirit of rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. You know about that? You have that sweet spirit of rejoicing in your soul. Amen, praise God. It ain't a burden. It ain't a drudgery to come to the house of the Lord to worship God and the Lord in the Spirit and truth. I praise God. It's a privilege to know the Lord. It's a privilege to serve Him. Now, it's a privilege. Paul said, I fought a good fight. He said, the fight was worth fighting. Praise God. He said, it's worth fighting. He said, it was a righteous fight. Praise God for the righteousness of God. Praise God. He said that I could be called a son of God. Amen. I could be called one of His own because He called me, because I have a living hope. Praise God. That'll end in faith. He said at the end, the result, He said, I'll have a glorious salvation. A salvation that'll last forever in the presence of the Lord. Can you imagine? Our mind's too little. We can't get a hold of forever. We can't get a hold of forever. But boy, one day we will be able to. One day we'll be able to get a hold of forever and we'll realize that. Praise God, we're in heaven, and it's forever. Hey, the Bible says there'll be one glorious day, because there'll be no night there. Amen? As I said many times, Brother Ralph's been practicing up for years. Every time you call him, it don't matter what time you call him, he'll say, good morning. He said he's practicing up before he gets to heaven. And every time he passes you, praise God, he can say, good morning. Say, hey, praise God, good morning. Those that are already there, praise God, they'll still be the same day when we get there. Amen. If that's the case, praise God, they'll still be living in that morning. Living that morning with Jesus, praise God, and it'll never get old. It'll never get dreary. It'll never wear out. We'll never get tired. Amen. Praise the Lord. Won't it be good when you get there and just praise Him and give Him glory, and you won't get tired of doing it. You won't get wore out. Won't have to stop and take a nap. The old devil won't try to rock you to sleep when you try to praise Him. Amen. But praise God, I'm talking about a sweet spirit of joy. Paul said, hey, listen, so there's a sweet spirit of rejoicing. Knowing, praise God, that I'm ready to go. Amen. I'm ready to go be with Him. I'm ready to see my Savior. Are you ready to see your Savior? Yeah. Praise God. He's awaiting. He's expecting. Hey, He's more excited about it than you are. Amen. Praise God. He is. Because He said that the Lord Jesus Christ, He suffered all that He did for the glory that would follow. Amen. Hey, He's not going to get all the glory till we all get home. Amen. He's going to prepare a place for all of us that's prepared for that place. And He's a calling for us. He said, just come on home. Just come on over. I tell you, all of our loved ones that's gone on before, those that's been born again, saved, but birthed into the family of God, and it's already made the crossing over to the side. Boy, if they could speak to us now, they'd say, just, hey, Just forget about that old world and just come on over here. Come on over here. I mean, you say, preacher, you mean kill yourself? No. We ain't supposed to hurt ourselves, harm ourselves, but we're supposed to be ready and just seeking, making Him a priority, our priority. Just seeking Lord Jesus Christ with all the heart and mind, soul, and the strength. Amen. To do that's pleasing Him. A righteous life in, for Jesus Christ our Savior. Pray God. Because He's done so much for us. Paul says it's worth it. He said it's worth the ride. Amen. He said everything I've done for it, He said it's been worth it. Because I love Him and He loved me.